Yeah, actually, I think that report about the carousels would have been funny if it hadn't been for the fact that they'd actually thrown them at old people. Would have been somebody a bit younger that had sort of got it in the face. It might have been funny, but not when it's old people, unfortunately. So that's the Doncaster Veg Flingers. Happy New Year. See if they end up in court, can't you? The judge will be rolling over in his seat laughing. They'll give them an award, not a punishment. Well, we've actually been away for the most of the week. Monday and Tuesday, anyway. It seems like most of the week when you're at Christine's mum. Christine's mum at Easing World. I believe we've got one or two listeners actually in Easing World. If you don't know where Easing World is, it's a little village about 15 miles north of York. Where even the living are dead. Anyway, we've got back from Christine's mother's in one piece. Only just. Makes the most delightful turkey sandwiches. The nearest you get to a turkey is a feather. It really plasters it with butter and salt. Never a pleasant experience. At the best of times, it's Christine's mother. I think Christine's not awake at the moment, she's asleep, so she can't actually hear what I'm saying. Provided nobody tells her, I'll get away with this scot-free. A bit of theme music there for you from the Percy Faith Orchestra. Well, we're going to quiet things down a bit now with a nice smoochy one from Dinah Ross and the Supremes. Put that back to the start because I made a right cock up of that, didn't I? I'm Still Waiting by Dinah Ross.
And made me cry.
It's a beautiful record, is that? Beautiful. I'm still waiting by Diana Ross. Well, one thing I'm certainly not doing, and that I'm still not boozing, that's for definite. I had a really heavy do over Christmas, and I really knocked myself out, actually. I got really poorly. So, as a result of the Christmas big do, I had a very small do over the New Year's. In fact, I didn't touch a drop over the New Year. I just had half a can of lager around at Neil's house, and that did me for the New Year. I was, I'm never, ever going to drink as much again at Christmas as what I did this time round. And what made matters worse was that I received a tape with a competition on it from Richard Force 12 Gale and Ian Ott Walters from Radio Nemesis. They want to give you prizes, so if you'd like to enter a competition, then listen to this.
In response to the incredible popularity of our record, someone actually bought it, we present the Smelly Disc DTI No Competition. All you have to do is answer the following questions and you can win a visit to your local police station and the chance to win a month's all-expenses-paid holiday in luxury accommodation in Dartmoor. All you have to do is match the phrases to the people who said them. Here are the phrases. Phrase A.
It is imperative that international waters be kept free.
Phrase B.
We are dealing with a real threat to human life here.
Certainly are.
Okay, you've got the phrases. Now match these phrases to the people who said them in whichever situation is appropriate. Person and situation 1.
John Butcher, head of the DTI, about the offshore free radio stations Laser 558 and Radio Caroline.
Person and situation number 2.
Prime Minister Mrs. Thatcher, about the US aircraft carrier which was near Libya just before the US aircraft bombing of Libya.
Okay, got that? Sickeningly easy, isn't it? Well, sickening anyway. Answers on a postcard, please, to No Competition, care of the Department of Trade and Industry, Whitehall Bunker, London. Who knows, with our new made-up competition rules, you may even be able to win 9 months. Happy listening! You can win a prize just for that as well.
It's Radio Veronica. Broadcasting together with
Ray Clark.
Strong Radio Nemesis.
How many more including?
Ken Crescendo,
Christine and Stephen,
Neil and Julie.
So tune in to
Veronica.
Do you know, I don't think any of that lot's a full bob. No one of them full shilling. Why is it everybody on Radio Veronica? It's absolutely round the bend. It's good fun though, isn't it? Well, here's a walk of life. It's Dire Straits Band. It's Veronica 105.5.
Thank you.
Walk of Life by Dire Straits. It's a good record, is that? I definitely think I like that one. Well, don't forget you're in tune with Radio Veronica, Pirate Radio for Bradford, broadcasting on 105.5 megacycles. From just outside the city centre of Bradford, actually, broadcasting tonight with an RF power output of 250 watts. Well, a little bit later on, we've got a nice selection of records that's been sent in from a listener, namely David Hall, who lives in Morley. Now, there's some really, there's no new ones, but the good oldies, 60s and 70s things. Now, if you'd like to send some of your music in for us to play, then why don't you send it to our Heckman Dwight mailing address, and we'll be only too pleased to give it an airplay. If you'd like to send any information or any letters to Christine and myself at Radio Veronica, the address is Stephen and Christine, Heights Bungalow, Heights, Kilpin Hill, Heckman Dwight, West Yorkshire, WF16ODE. I'll give you that address just once again. It's Stephen and Christine, Heights Bungalow, Heights, Kilpin Hill, Heckman Dwight, West Yorkshire, WF16ODE. So please write us a letter. And if you can, send us a tape with possibly your voice on it.
Radio Veronica.
Well, the devil all that came from, I don't know. You've got Stephen here with you on Veronica 105.5. Have you made your New Year's resolution yet? Is it the usual? I'm never going to drink again. I'm not going to smoke any more cigs. I'm not going to go out with any more women. Oh no, that's a mistake. Good fun really, isn't it? Especially with the beer and the cigs. Usually go about a week. And sort of succumb to temptation. Actually, rumour has it some people have made their New Year resolution that they are never going to listen to Radio Veronica again. They are going to subject themselves to a life of torture, listening to the other independent station in Bradford. Silly buggers. There's a really good record coming up now by Paul Young, and it's dedicated to everybody out there who's listening to Veronica tonight. Just listen to this.
Just without a patch for the party to go. But you know she'll get by, 'cause she's living in the love of the common people. Smile from the heart of a family man. Daddy's gonna buy you a dream to cling to. Mama's gonna love it just as much as she can. And she can. It's a good thing you don't have a spare. Your pocket and you lose it in the snow on the ground. You gotta walk in the town to find a job. Trying to keep your hands warm. When the hole in your shoe, let the snow come through until you're to the bone. Somehow you better go home where it's warm, where you can live in the love of the common people. Smile from the heart of a family man. Daddy's gonna buy you a dream to cling to. Mama's gonna love you just as much as she can. Living on a dream ain't easy, but the closer the knit, the tighter the fit, and the chills stay away. Just take them in stride for family pride. You know that faith is your foundation, with a whole lot of love and a warm conversation. But don't forget to pray, just making it strong where you belong. And we're living in the love of the common people. Smiles from the heart of a family man. Daddy's gonna buy you a dream to cling to. Mama's gonna love it just as much as she can. And she can.
Breathing. You know, that's a record that sounds good in stereo if you've got your headphones on. Really does. Paul Young, Love of the Common People. Talking about New Year's resolutions. Have you made your New Year's wish yet, though? Well, I have had my New Year's wish. New Year's wish. In fact, I'm still having my New Year's wish. It's going on now. It's absolute bliss. I wish that that big ugly building in Foster Square, Bradford, would collapse.
Veronica FM make transmitters for community radio. Low and high power VHF equipment. It costs less than you thought to have the best. So get off to a flying start for as little as £50. For further details, contact Veronica FM in Heckmondwike.
Can't stop this feeling deep inside of me. Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me. When you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything's alright. Sweet as candy. keep it up, girl. Yeah, you turn me on. Ah,
bifocal twit, Jonathan King. Bifocal it might be, but he's made some good records, I think. Well, before that, you heard the advertisement... Shut up. You heard the advertisement for Veronica FM, you see. They give us their transmitters, so we obviously have to advertise them. Veronica FM make the transmitters. No, Veronica Electronics make the transmitters. Veronica FM sell the transmitters. And Radio Veronica advertises the transmitters. Well, in my opinion, the best transmitter that Veronica FM make is the smallest one. And that is the 10 watts output VHF transmitter, FM. It costs £50, which speaks for itself. I'm quite sure. The question that most people ask is, what is involved in setting up these transmitters? Well, to be quite honest with you, setting up a 10-watt VHF transmitter is as simple as setting up a Citizens Band radio. It honestly is. In fact, a lot of the things used on Citizens Band radio are applicable to setting up a VHF transmitter. Of course, the actual usage is nothing like Citizens Band radio. It's a completely different thing. But in setting up a VHF transmitter, first of all, once you've purchased, say, the 10-watt VHF transmitter, that you then need an SWR meter. Well, a CB-type SWR meter will do perfectly, along with a Citizens Band Radio power pack, 13.8 volts, and then you just need your record players and your microphones, which, of course, is all up to you. And you can have endless fun trying out different sorts of aerial. So, for anybody who's often wondered what it takes to get on the air, it depends, it's up to you.
Chicks all forged and his cheeks in a chunk with his cheese in a cash. They're all gonna be there, that $1 million bash.
Ooh, baby.
Jonathan King once again with a record called Million Dollar Bash. Well, I didn't quite like that one as much as the one before it. Right, so we're talking about radio transmitters, weren't we? In answer to many people's letters who think that getting on the air is a really big problem. Well, the first big problem, if it is a problem, is actually getting yourself a decent transmitter without having to pay thousands of pounds out. Now, The 10-watt VHF transmitter from Veronica FM is definitely the best one to buy. First of all, because it only costs you £50. So, if after you've had a go at broadcasting, you decide it's not for you and that you can't manage it, then at least you've only spent £50 and you can possibly sell the transmitter on to somebody else who wants to have a go. So, to everybody who writes letters, you need at least £50. So, anybody who writes in saying, I've got no funds whatsoever, then forget it. Because, you know, Veronica FM is not a charity organisation, but to people who can afford it, we will give you every bit of assistance that we possibly can in helping you set up a community radio station, because that's what it's all about, really, is small community radio stations, and you can put your ideas and your talents over the air. So, to get in touch with us, just write to Veronica FM in Heckmondwijk, and if you do want one of the 10-watt VHF transmitters, then state what frequency you'd like it to be tuned to. So if you'd like to broadcast on 105 megahertz, that's at the top end of the band, just below us, then just state 105 megahertz, 10 watts transmitter, gives your phone number, and also your address, and then we'll do the rest. You don't need to actually send us any money at that stage. We want to find, obviously, we will want to find out one or two little things, like where do you live and what your telephone number is, and we'd like to have a chat with you first. So it's not really anything big. In fact, it's quite easy, really. The main fun, once you've got the transmitter, is actually playing about with different aerials. Now, the easiest aerial for anybody to start off with broadcasting is what's known as a half-wave dipole. It's basically just two rods, and you put your coax cable in the middle. You know, you put the inner of your coax cable to one rod and the outer of your coax to the other. And you just play about chopping the length of the rods down until you get the SWR, that's a standing wave ratio, you know, down to about two or preferably a bit less. And then you go out with your little transistor portable and see how far you're getting out. And what you do to when you're testing to see how far you're getting out, you just plug the speaker output of your music center into the transmitter audio input. It's as easy as that, really. It's a piece of cake. It's terribly simple.
Hey, Veronica!
Makes you feel good all over.
Well, as usual, when we get the Jonathan King album out, we normally play three in a row. You were saying thank God, because that's the last one.
Makes you feel good all over.
Oh, shut up, you little cow.
Have a smashing day out. Take the family to Toxteth Merseyside, just a stone's throw away from Liverpool's city centre. See cars, shops and petrol bombs used in the Parliament Street illuminations. Watch the beating of the retreat by Merseyside's very own police display team. And how about this for an offer? Smash any shop window and get away with as much as you can carry, absolutely free. If you get caught, the courts will let you off with a suspended sentence, again, absolutely scot-free.
Don't be a naughty boy.
If you're not black, there's no problem. Most of the rioters are white, just like you. And there's plenty of community workers to say it wasn't your fault. Come to the North's brightest spot, Foxteth Merseyside, the Brixton of Northern England. It'll be a CS gas of a weekend.
Well, if you've just tuned in, hello and welcome. It's Radio Veronica, Bradford's community radio station, broadcasting to the community of Northern England. Not to be confused with the stuck-up toffs down the road. Yes, there's one big difference. We're your friends. Right, we're going to start off with Dave's records now. That's David Holly Morley. Goodbye by the Beatles. That's the first of David's top 10 records. That's David from Morley near Leeds. Good evening, David. You're listening to them on Radio Veronica, broadcasting from the city of Bradford. So there you are, that's one of David's singles that he sent us. This is one of my singles by Requiem. Sister. Sounds very holy, does this?
Oh. It's over. We've come to the end.